The reputation of Jesus was the very opposite of his character. Why? Because the divine principle and practice of Jesus were misunderstood. He was at work in divine science. His words and works were unknown to the world because above and contrary to the world's religious sense. Mortals believed in God as humanly mighty rather than as divine, infinite love. The world could not interpret aright the discomfort which Jesus inspired and the spiritual blessings which might flow from such discomfort. Science shows the cause of the shock so often produced by the truth, namely, that this shock arises from the great distance between the individual and truth. Like Peter, we should weep over the warning instead of denying the truth or mocking the lifelong sacrifice which goodness makes for the destruction of evil. Jesus bore our sins in his body. He knew the mortal errors which constitute the material body and could destroy those errors. But at the time when Jesus felt our infirmities, he had not conquered all the beliefs of the flesh or his sense of material life, nor had he risen to his final demonstration of spiritual power. Had he shared the sinful beliefs of others, he would have been less sensitive to those beliefs. Through the magnitude of his human life, he demonstrated the divine life. Out of the amplitude of his pure affection, he defined love. With the affluence of truth, he vanquished error. The world acknowledged not his righteousness, seeing it not. But earth received the harmony his glorified example introduced. Who is ready to follow his teaching and example? All must sooner or later plant themselves in Christ, the true idea of God, that he might liberally pour his dear-bought treasures into empty or sin-filled human storehouses was the inspiration of Jesus' intense human sacrifice. In witness of his divine commission, he presented the proof that life, truth, and love heal the sick and the sinning and triumph over death through mind, not matter. This was the highest proof he could have offered of divine love. His hearers understood neither his words nor his works. They would not accept his meek interpretation of life nor follow his example. His earthly cup of bitterness was drained to the dregs. There adhered to him only a few unpretentious friends, whose religion was something more than a name. It was so vital that it enabled them to understand the Nazarene and to share the glory of eternal life. He said that those who followed him should drink of his cup, and history has confirmed the prediction. If that godlike and glorified man were physically on earth today, would not some who now profess to love him reject him? Would they not deny him even the rights of humanity if he entertained any other sense of being and religion than theirs? The advancing century, from a deadened sense of the invisible God, today subjects to unchristian comment and usage the idea of Christian healing enjoined by Jesus. But this does not affect the invincible facts. Perhaps the early Christian era did Jesus no more injustice than the later centuries have bestowed upon the healing Christ and spiritual idea of being. Now that the gospel of healing is again preached by the wayside, does not the pulpit sometimes scorn it? But that curative mission, which presents the Savior in a clearer light than mere words can possibly do, cannot be left out of Christianity, although it is again ruled out of the synagogue. Truth's immortal idea is sweeping down the centuries, gathering beneath its wings the sick and sinning. My weary hope tries to realize that happy day when man shall recognize the science of Christ and love his neighbor as himself, when he shall realize God's omnipotence and the healing power of the divine love in what it has done and is doing for mankind. The promises will be fulfilled. The time for the reappearing of the divine healing is throughout all time. And whosoever layeth his earthly all on the altar of divine science drinketh of Christ's cup now and is endued with the spirit and power of Christian healing. In the words of St. John, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. This comforter I understand to be divine science.